track 15. And we leave the final words to Mike Liggins, who's cheering on those taking part in a 450-mile trek.
I want to tell you about a friend of mine called Mick Jagger. Not the multimillionaire lead singer of the Rolling Stones. You probably know a bit about him already. No, this Mick Jagger is a gardener by trade and is not a multimillionaire. In truth, he doesn't really own anything very much. He doesn't own a house or any furniture. He doesn't own a car or even a bike. My friend Jagger, as he's known, is a resident at Emmaus, Norfolk and Waveney, a homeless charity based at the former All Hallows Convent at Ditchingham, not far from Bungay. If you know Emmaus, you'll know the charity does fantastic work with people who've suffered trauma in their lives. According to the Emmaus motto, the charity gives homeless people a bed and a reason to get out of it. The residents, or companions, as they're known at Ditchingham, run an amazing shop selling pre-loved furniture, clothes, books, etc. There's also a brilliant cafe, and if you haven't been to visit yet, I'd really recommend it. I'm hopelessly biased, of course, because I've been working with Emmaus, Norfolk and Waveney since I left the BBC last year. So, back to Jagger. Mick Jagger isn't the name he was born with. He changed it by deed poll a few years back to help escape his past. And a dark past it is too. Born in Bradford, Jagger is 62. He's a tall, fit man with a broad Yorkshire accent. He's also a recovering gambling addict. Jagger had a problem with gambling from about the age of 12. His father liked to bet on horse racing on a Saturday afternoon, and that's how Jagger got started. Over the years, he's gambled in many and different ways, in betting shops and casinos, on horses and golf, and gambling has cost him everything. He's wasted hundreds of thousands of pounds. He stole from friends and family. His wife and family don't talk to him now, and he's never seen his grandchildren. And yes, Jagger has been forced to sleep rough. My life has been torn apart by gambling, Jagger says. I'm full of regret. I've taken advantage of people, and that hurts. I owe society a lot, and now I want to try and pay back if possible. To help pay society back, Jagger is joining an epic fundraising walk in August called the Walk of Kindness. Starting from St David's in Wales on August the 26th, Jagger is joining staff and companions from Emmaus, Norfolk and Waveney on a 450-mile, six-week trek across the country, back to Ditchingham in Norfolk. Emmaus is hoping to raise £370,000, which will go towards helping more people who, like Jagger, have suffered trauma in their lives. The charity wants to convert the sisters' bedrooms at All Hallows to create a unique bed and breakfast run by the companions, which will provide employment and a much-needed new income stream. Jagger hasn't had a bet in a while now, and these days he lives quite contentedly at Ditchingham. Most days he can be found outside in the gardens. He loves growing vegetables, and he's good at it. In his spare time, he walks long distances, so he's not even remotely bothered about the idea of walking 450 miles for the Walk of Kindness. With luck, I'll be joining the walk to report on progress. So keep an eye on local press and media for details and the Emmaus, Norfolk and Waveney social media channels. And keep an eye out for Mick Jagger. Not the singer, but the reformed gambling addict trying to put his life back together, trying to give something back.
Thank you, Mike. And we all wish Jagger the very best with his walk. And that brings us to the end of this September edition of the Chatterbox Norfolk magazine. We hope you've enjoyed listening to a little of what goes on in and around the county. Thanks go to our readers, Stephen Bumphrey, Kevin Ford, Sarah Wingate Gray and Carolyn Wood. Contributions from writers Charlotte Nelson, James Brampton and Serena Shores, to columnists Nina Nanar and Mike Liggins, and to our sound recordist, Catherine Rose. We'll be back again next month, so for now, from me, your editor, Sarah Lusher, goodbye.